This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:43, and now for today on Twitter, where we're talking about a bit of a bugbear, the act of playing WhatsApp voice messages out loud in public.
So we're essentially combining two different things that are happening on social media, right? One is a little bit of excitement over WhatsApp's recently introduced feature, which allows iOS users to listen to WhatsApp voice messages and audio files outside of the actual chat. So even after you've exited a chat room, an audio player appears at the top of your screen. So they've been testing out this feature. And essentially, it allows you to listen to these audio clips outside of just being within the WhatsApp ecosystem. But that got us thinking about really the annoyance of having to listen to these voice messages being played out loud in public, which is something that happens a lot more than you realize. If you're in public transport, if you're in a restaurant, if you're just walking around in a public space, I am aware that there are many people who send voice messages out, but listening to them in public, though, seems to me like a step too far.
So to be clear, this is, I think, a story with really two legs, right? Like the first being the fact that lots of people use the voice note feature for a variety of reasons, being lazy to type, preferring to hear people's voices, just having a bit more ease when it comes to communication. And I think that's a good thing. And therefore, a feature like this that allows people to listen wherever and whenever they might be and to navigate between apps and still listen to, I don't know, a 3-minute voice note. These are good things. The other part of it is what you just mentioned, which is the public aspect. And that, I think, is where we run into some problems. So I think it's one thing to listen to it at a low volume. I have definitely experienced the horror of not being able to lift your phone to your ear in time and therefore suddenly having something private just like blaring for a moment. But the other part of it is people who actively listen to private voice notes in public at full volume. And those are the ones, I think, that we're really focusing on.
So Mark Chung on Twitter says, look, I know COVID is important and stuff, but I think it's time we have restrictions against people listening to WhatsApp voice messages loudly in public spaces. And Hua Jen replied to that saying, and replying loudly. And I completely agree. I mean, listening to the voice notes is one thing. I really dislike having to listen to people then loudly recording those voice notes right next to you in the mall or something. And as you said, sometimes it's private. Sometimes it's that weird one-sided nature of a conversation that you don't want to be a part of.
And sometimes I think there's just a difference in communication. So aside from the volume, right, there's also the question of whether or not voice notes are universally appreciated, because you have some people who respond no matter how you reached out to them first with voice notes, right? So it's almost like you text a voice note, you text a voice note. And we have this from @Katovich, who I guess is pointing out some issues with that, saying WhatsApp should give you at least a rough text transcript when people send you a voice message. I don't know how they would do that across the language. It would be interesting to see.
That's Meanwhile, a great feature, though.
It would be.
Because already there are multiple features in many of the phones and platforms that do some kind of transcribing. So I hope this is something that WhatsApp can think about rolling out.
Yeah, and I think that it would help to ease that difference in communication that we're talking about. Jacko says, my mom uses WhatsApp voice notes like she's calling. And then we have Van Sharma who says, WhatsApp releases a feature so that you can keep hearing the voice message even after leaving that particular chat. Telegram, noob.
As a non-Telegram user, I'm not sure what they're talking about. But I will say that I use this a lot when I'm... Okay, a lot is overstating it. The only time I really use it is when I'm driving, because I don't want to type. But if there's an important message I need to send someone, I tend to record a quick voice note. But in my mind, I always think about the fact that will the person be somewhere that they can listen to this conveniently? What if they're in the middle of a loud restaurant and the only way they can hear this is to play this out loud? So I try and keep it to a minimum.
So let us know what you think. Does this bother you? This being the act of listening to voice messages and audio files on WhatsApp or wherever at full volume. And conversely, will this feature be helpful to you? The feature being that you can continue to listen to voice notes even outside of WhatsApp. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us @BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:52. On today on Twitter, we were discussing WhatsApp voice notes being played at high volumes in public spaces. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. We've got lots of messages.
Pamela says, I hate voice messages, especially in group chats. One person asks a question in voice message, followed by 10 others replying and ha-ha-ing, ha-ha-ing in voice notes. Imagine checking the group messages and now you have more than 100 voice messages waiting for you. Pamela, I actually just had someone tell me over the weekend how their mom's friends chat group is entirely like this. And I honestly felt my heart shrinking a little bit. So I totally get it.
So this is what I come back to about different forms of communication, right? Because I also have the heart shrinking feeling. The idea of so many voice notes and of all of them being 2 seconds long is just, I cannot do it. But I also think this comes back to how people like to communicate. I really think some people prefer the voice and others prefer text. I am a hardcore texter. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool text preferrer. But I get that some people very much prefer to hear voices, to actually feel like they're speaking to someone, but at their own pace.
So Samuel makes a really great point. They say one main reason a voice message is for people with different language ability. Mm. They can only speak and listen to a certain language, not read or write. Hence, the voice message is really helpful. I think the focus should be people just need to be considerate when using them. Bring it to their ear if they're in public, if they can't look for a private area. The worst is being in an elevator when people play them deliberately, short of sticking a stick at them. Samuel, I completely agree. In fact, when I was in an international conference, a lot of the participants who were much better at spoken English communication, but not so much typed, I think it just takes too much effort to type messages. And so I remember everyone sending a lot of voice notes. And I mean, I completely don't mind. I think it's the public playing of them that then ends up being the problem.
Yes, wholeheartedly agree. Elevators is a good one. I hadn't even thought of that. And once more, heart shrinking. Munif, meanwhile, confirming the type of communicator, perhaps, that they are. I judge people who send voice messages for things that could totally just be a text. Sheesh. So there you go. Right. Send us your thoughts, whether it is about voice notes being played in public or in general, their role in communication. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.